Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny, you'll share.
Oh. All right. So there's no warming up today. We're just going to hit you right between the eyes. Pap, pap, pap. It's Thursday and time for the One Star Strip Club review.
Oh, right out of the box today.
Mm-hmm. And you know how you know you've got a piece of radio bittage that's really hitting home with people? Is when they start sending you their own versions of them.
Yeah.
This fella, Alex, that's a big-time listener of the show, sent this yesterday. It's a screenshot. And it says, he put, this wasn't a strip club, but I still read it in Riggins' country voice. So, Riggins, you want to read that in your voice like he did?
Sure. Let's see here. Oh, I got stabbed here. The food was fresh and the drinks were tasty, but I got stabbed here. Would consider going back. Oh my God.
Where was this
three
place?
Stars. But I did get stabbed.
How good is the food though if you got stabbed and still gave it three stars and would consider going back?
It has to be bomb.
Because there's a good chance, unless it's like a McDonald's, if I get stabbed that I'm not going back.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But that's what we do. We do one-star strip club reviews from cities across this great nation of ours. These are real reviews left by real people. You can check them out for yourself. Oftentimes listed with their full names attached to them.
Oh, that's always good. They're not scared.
They're not scared at all. Today we start in Phoenix, Arizona, a beautiful part of the country, at Le Girls Gentlemen's Club. Le Girls Gentlemen's Club. Club is a piece of shit. Club is a piece of shit. The waitress on the nude side tried to give me an old drink from a previous customer. They refused to make me a new drink.
That's disgusting. Ew. What?
Plus, the dancers literally get angry on stage and demand money. Like it's my fault that they chose to become a dancer. He's like, this is what you're going to get.
Ooh, it's all watered down.
Can I get a one for me?
Did somebody send it back, or did they say that's that's not what I wanted? Yeah.
She just like looked around at the other empty table. She's like, all right, hold on.
This one will do.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I wonder. How did he know though that it was a drink from somebody?
He probably started walking around the table. She's like, here you go. He's like, this is not what I asked for at all. Then we can traverse the country to Princeton, West Virginia. Southern Exposure Gentlemen's Club. X-Exposure.
Exposure. Of course.
A one-star review by a guy named Justin. He said, a dirt ball stripper stole my hat, so I will never be going back again. Okay. He stole your hat?
Yeah, probably took it like part of the routine flirting with him. Took his hat off and then danced off stage with it. Yeah.
Dirt ball stripper.
You're in mine Southern, now.
Yeah. Finders keepers. Then we can go back to Arizona, Mesa, Arizona, to the Desert Flame Gentlemen's Club. There's a stripper named Lotus here who is the most ratchet, smelly stripper there. Do the strippers here even take baths? I could smell her from the moment I walked through the door. You think lotus, like pretty elegant.
Yeah, the flower. The lotus flower opening up. Yeah.
It's that ratchet smelly. Like, yeah. I don't ever want to be ratchet smelly.
Yeah. Yeah, and if they're all that way, I bet he did. As soon as you walk in the door, you're like,
gross.
It smells like onions on ass.
Ew.
He said, it's called the Desert Flame. They should call it the Desert Shame Gentlemen's Club. Trying a little humor. Then we can go up to Bedford, New Hampshire at the Gold Club. A guy named Derek left this one-star review. He said, the girls treat their guests like dogs. They took a guy on stage, put a leash around his neck, and rode him. I actually watched them start to pet his belly until they started to smack it, and one girl hit him in the balls thinking it was funny. I know some guys like this, but you clearly saw he wasn't amused, nor was I. Oh, my God.
On his belly. That's weird.
Belly. Then we can stay in the Northeast. We're going to Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, Alexis's hometown, like it.
At the Glass Slipper. Justin leaves a one-star review, short and to the point. The main stripper on the stage had a soaked-through Band-Aid on her forehead.
The main stripper.
My God.
Yuck.
One star. Not what you picture at the
like
Glass Slipper.
Forehead.
Who was that? Cinderella with the Glass Slipper?
Yeah.
Not exactly the image you think of.
Not dainty at all.
I'm wondering, though, if that was a workplace injury.
Maybe. Mm. She's like, well, I still got my shift to do, so.
Just put a Band-Aid on it.
I mean, we're not talking about a scrape. If you soaked it through on your face. Mud on. Yikes. So gross.
Bless her heart.
Right. Then we will wrap up in Wheeling, West Virginia, at Godfather's Gentleman's Club. Terry, who also leaves a one-star review, short and to the point, Terry said, the whole toilet was clogged with blood.
Ew.
And one girl farted on me. My God. The whole toilet was clogged with blood?
I do.
My goodness. You don't forget that image.
No.
I mean, that's burned, seared into your brain, into your memories.
Oh, man.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I don't blame him for. Well, I wonder if he left then.
No.
No, he stayed around.
Yeah, and then he's like, I can look past that. I can use another toilet. But then one of the girls like, farted on
it. You know what? This could be a sign that this place is terrible. But I'm going to ride it through a little bit. It's like a bad movie. You don't want to turn it off.
Yeah.
If you paid for it.
Holy smokes. Probably not a whole lot of strip clubs in Wheeling, West Virginia, but that was one of them. So, those are the one-star strip club reviews.
Yay.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was excellent.
Those were good. I'd say the stripper with a soaked-through Band-Aid on her forehead, most disturbing.
Right, I've never seen a stripper with a Band-Aid on her forehead, any type of bandage on her face. Yeah.
Have y'all ever seen the stripper meltdown on stage, though, that they get mad because they're not getting enough tips and stuff?
Mm-mm.
I bet that would be funny.
Yeah, hell yeah, it would be.
I've never seen that. Yeah. I've never seen like stripper fights or arguments or whatever, anything like that.
That would be fun.
I've seen one girl get pissed and start yelling at the guys.
Really?
On the stage.
Because they didn't give her enough money?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I just remember, I mean, I was super young, not a kid, but it was in California. And back in my wilder days. Mm-hmm. And I just remember her being on the stage, and she started yelling at a group of guys, and then she started yelling at everybody. You know, I'm up here, and I'm busting my ass, I'm working my ass off, and you're not giving. You know, you're being stingy and laughing and da da da. And I just remember the last thing she said, because she just. Ended as because I was thinking, okay, well, what's the rest of the statement? And she goes, because, and she pointed at her chest, she goes, because these tits. And then just walked off stage. And I'm like, what? We'll finish that.
Yeah, what about
I gotta know what you're about to say.
You had my attention.
Right. Yeah. Where was that going to end?
Cliffhanger.
Because he's tits. What?
And I hate telling that story because my daughter listens to Cher Funny. Wow. But still, I mean, she's grown. She needs to know what a scumbag her dad used to be.
Yeah.
No, it's just funny, fun young man stuff. But yeah. Who would? I mean, it's like the biggest cliffhanger ever, yeah. Real life cliffhanger.
What do you think she was going to say? These tits cost a lot of money.
It weren't free. No, weren't cheap. Or something like that.
Because they were hers. I mean, she didn't. Oh. She didn't pay for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you?
I don't know. Maybe she was going to say deserve way more than what you're giving me, or or my livelihood.
I mean, that would have been amazing.
These tits. All I have to feed my family.
Yeah. That's probably exactly right.
Obviously, that we could have fun just coming up with what she could have been, you know, what do you think she was going to say?
Oh, God.
What was the rest of that story?
Where was that at, you said?
It was in Hollywood.
These tits are all I have. And you don't appreciate it.
The only thing I have is a marketable job skill.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost sad.
Yes, yeah, a little bit sad. She was not having a good day that day.
But, I mean, they stopped the music, too. It was kind of a small place. And when she started yelling, everybody's like, what's going on? And the music stopped.
You know that's about to be, if the music stopped, I have a statement to make. And you're like, okay, all right.
Why she just walked off all of a sudden, because she realized, wait a minute, I don't hear the music playing. This sounds really loud.
Yeah.
All eyes are on me now, and I wasn't, you know, expecting that. And so she just stormed off.
That's amazing.
That's hilarious.
And then the manager came over to the first guys that she started yelling at, and they were asking the bouncers, well, what's the problem? What was going on? They were like, I don't know. What? She just freaked out. Okay, so then they end up sending them around to drinks.
Yeah, because those poor guys are like, we didn't do anything. Accused us of traumatizing the stripper.
Yeah, we weren't making fun of her. She said we were laughing at her. Yeah. Okay.
Man, that's terrible.
Yeah, naked rants are the best.
Right, that's a good. Yeah. When was your naked rant? That's good.
I had a naked rant.
I wouldn't even take someone serious. They're yelling at me while they're naked.
I mean, I felt kind of bad for them. Like, what is she? Don't go.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Did she ever come back out on stage?
No.
No.
Well, we left not long after that.
Yeah,
we've been there about 10 minutes. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, we might as well.
Something bad could go on here.
As much as I like getting lectured by a stripper, I gotta go.
Yeah, she gave us our comeuppance, didn't she?
Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
You waited long enough to find out you weren't going to get the rest of that sentence. Like, you know, we're going to go ahead and bail. Thanks.
Y'all want to go? Y'all about ready? Yeah. That's the southern thing. Y'all about ready?
Yeah.
Wrap this up.
Yeah, it's a little known fact, Alexis. Most guys have realized, if you've ever gone to strip clubs very often, especially when you're younger, that the lesser of the places, you'll have more fun.
That's interesting logic.
One time we were in Dallas for a convention, and a guy was getting married a few weeks later that we knew, and the guy that was running the convention took us all. We all went to dinner, and it was like 10 of us. And we go to this strip club. He said, we'll start at the bottom, and then we'll work our way up to a really good one by the end of the night. I was like, all right, cool, whatever, man. Because he had plenty of money. And we got to the thing, and the guy said, it's $10 a head. And he goes, all right, let me see how this works. You can have 10 of us at no dollars a head, or none of us at $10 a head. What do you want to do?
Right.
The guy goes, all right, go on. Then we walked in, and there was one lady sitting in a bikini with her feet propped up on the table in her high heels, smoking a cigarette. And as we all walked in, she looks over her shoulder and says, and I quote, I guess y'all gonna want me to dance.
Oh my God.
So actually, no, we don't.
The manager's actually like you see in a movie. It's like, oh, come on. He's like pep talking him. All right, we got customers. We got customers.
Yeah, look alive. Look alive. Yeah.
Come on, we got some customers.
Ladies, ladies, wake up.
High dollar from the word go.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
All right, Alexis, how far are we away from you being tired of our show?
Oh, Lord.
And be specific. Who's show? Because I don't think I give you a lot of show.
I mean, because earlier you said something and Riggins just attacked you for it, making fun of you. And Rob was in here laughing uproariously at it. And I was laughing. And you weren't laughing as much at yourself as you normally do. So I'm just wondering.
I have my moments.
When she's going to slap the dog shit out of me.
What did she just ask you? A simple question, Riggins. It was, do you follow Lenny Kravitz on Instagram?
Yeah, and I said no, but I must have said it in like a bitchy or catty. I don't remember, but Rob started laughing, and Rob's a great audience. So if you roast somebody and Rob starts laughing, it just makes you want to do it more. So I blame Rob, is what I'm saying.
I mean, you said no.
She goes, do you follow Lenny Kravitz on Instagram? She's got a lot of stuff to say. And sometimes it's a lot. So, she just randomly was like, do you follow Lenny Kravitz on Instagram? I said, no. Just like, I don't follow Chef Boyardee on Instagram. I mean, it was just so random.
Yeah, like, I mean, follow Chef Boyardee on Twitter?
Yeah. I'm LinkedIn friends with Chris Kattan. I don't know. No, I don't. Just tell me what you're going to tell me. We don't need the dialogue or, the preface.
So you know.
Sorry. I feel like a dick.
Just like making fun of her. You're making fun of her for following someone who's not at the top of everybody's, celebrity
and the only
gossip
reason,
list.
The only reason I ask is we've talked about him on the show a lot. Yeah, so I figured that you, since you cover everything that's trending, that you might have followed him.
Yeah. It was a fair question. I was just being a dickhead. I don't know. Sometimes you just, that just happens. Mm-hmm. And then Rob started laughing at him.
But, we do pick on you a lot. And then some of it comes from the fact that you find it to be funny most of the time.
Yeah.
She's cool. Yeah. But today it wasn't. You weren't given the same reaction. So then I thought maybe, honeymoon's over kind of thing.
No.
Because, I mean, it can get to be too much at times for anybody. Right, Ace?
I just zone out.
Yeah, it can.
What do you think?
Yeah. Many is the day I've driven away from him like these motherfuckers.
I know.
I hate that. I'm not coming back tomorrow. I'm just not coming back.
Like, I'm just not going to say anything. Can't say anything in this place.
Amen to that, sister.
Yeah.
But Riggins is the worst, though, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, see.
Y'all take turns.
It's like tag team.
Yeah. And when both of you guys are on fire, oh, no. I'm not saying anything. Let me open up a book. Let me read.
The Bible.
Yeah, the Bible.
I'm just going to read the Bible right now.
Give me some. Universe, give me some patience, please.
But Riggins is more mean about it, though.
Why are you instigating?
That's true, though. When Riggins goes off, it's the veracity in the tone.
Yeah, like his whole body language. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Like his shoulders hunch forward. Like he's coming after you. Like he's attacking.
Sheesh,
you.
Louise.
I grew up with two older brothers. Yeah. That's all they did was just roast the shit out of me. So that's how we argue. We fight, and it's
argument. She just said, "Do you listen? Yeah, do you follow Lenny Kravitz?"
I failed to see where the question, "Do you follow Lenny Kravitz?" is roasting anybody.
It's highly critical. Highly critical.
Do you follow Lenny Kravitz? Bitch!
I didn't call her.
That's what it sounded like.
I said no. That was my whole response, but it must have been my physicality, I guess.
It's going to end up being a compliment.
We'll get that.
Know that.
Oh, I'm using that on somebody. Hey, this is going to end up being a compliment. Stay with me on it. Uh-huh.
It is your comedic style to, as you're joking, to be serious about it and not laugh and break character of a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
You know, so that I think is why it comes off more mean.
Yeah. It's aggressive.
Yeah. But it's a comedy choice, not the way you really feel.
Yeah.
Like you saw the opportunity to make jokes at her expense, but you did it in an angry character.
Yeah.
Like.
And I wouldn't do it. If I wasn't so close with Alexis, I would never say something like that.
Until she walked out of the room.
Until she walked out of the room.
Then we'd be like,
what? You hear what she asked me?
I follow Lenny Kravitz. No. I don't drive down Allison Road either. Exactly. That's another 90s music reference.
Yeah. But, I mean, my brother walked in to the house, and my other brother was there, and the first thing he said, he goes, look at your hair. I was like, how about we start with a hello? He just, look at your hair. It was just, you know, aggressive, critical. But that's love to me. Like, that's what I associate language. With love. Absolutely.
Yeah. Look what you made me do.
Yeah.
You ain't supposed to talk to me like that when I'm hurting.
Yeah. But I get it. It comes across, it can come across ugly.
But it's funnier to everybody else.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, Rob was laughing. I'm really trying to put those on the wrong music.
Rob is the only one that has reason to go after her for whatever, you know, little things, because she does that to him.
That's true. She gives it to him good.
Do sometimes I take a break though, because I'm like, oh, maybe I should just not.
You feel like you've been too hard.
Like I feel like on some days I'm like, okay, there's jokes that I'm like, oh, I want to say that. I'm like, no, I'm just gonna hold it in.
Yeah, she even says them under her breath. Yeah. She'll be like, big ass head. Like he won't even say anything. Get out of here with your big ass head.
Or, I can just walk in a room room and lights me up.
Yeah, you did that today. Earlier this week, you just walked in and she's like, oh, what are you doing? Come in here talking. And he hadn't even said anything.
Hey, so have I ever told you that I used to have to pull Angie aside when she was on our show, when Angie was the girl on our show, and tell her to give you a break?
Yeah, because you have told me that. Because there was a time that I hated that. And I finally had to realize that I hated her is what I came to realize.
I do, in fact.
Yeah, I was like, I do, in fact, hate this person. I really, really, it's funny, but I really have grown to not like this person. And I really want to like her. I used to like her a lot, and now I just hate her.
I mean, because she is a sharp wit. I mean, all of that stuff. And, I mean, we used to have shows where we would all just be like, hurting. Laughing at ourselves and stuff, you know, and she was she was a big part of that. But I would have to, about once a week, I'd have to go and go, hey, you've been like on really using Ace for the target now like 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
And give him a break.
It's a lot.
Because I was, the listeners are going to turn on you because they like him and they're going to not like you. I know. Okay. Yeah. Because she didn't, I mean, she loved him.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't doing it to be mean. She just did it because, like you, Riggins, or like anybody, you get caught up in being funny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You lose sight of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell people that all the time. That's my love language, though, is roasting and just, you know, making fun of them.
Yeah,
I'm like, if I don't like you, then I'll just not talk to you at all or ignore you.
Exactly.
Oh, so I'm your favorite. Got it.
Yeah, I do. I do think they are very close, Rob and Alexis.
Yeah.
They are very close.
I think they're smooshing.
No.
Stop.
Maybe.
No, I don't. Not anymore.
Oh, my God. Thought it for a while. Then you're like, maybe. I don't think so.
Y'all smushing.
Yeah, I grew up around all guys, so I'm used to it. So whenever I'm just over it, I just zone out. I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah.
So do you do you roast your female friends?
I'm the one that I have to be careful with them.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I can go too far.
Because, I mean, you'll hit Ace every now and then pretty hard. I don't know. Like, if Rob's not
funny. She's very funny.
But, I mean, if Rob's not around, she's like, where am I going now?
Oh. Are women more, tend to be more thin-skinned, though, about that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends, I mean, my best friend, she gets it. I'm always roasting her, and she's used to it. But if, like, we went on that mountain trip, and it was mostly girls, and I had to be careful because, yeah, I've known all of these girls for a long time, but they're sensitive. And they're not going to think it's funny. So.
Yeah, because that's usually not the way, you know, your average woman's sense of humor is.
No, yeah.
You know, cutting each other down to their face. And when they make remarks about you or whatever, they mean it and they don't mean it to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're talking to one of their other friends and you're not around and they're both laughing at you and being mean. You know, I think that's the biggest difference.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, you know, how women will lose their minds if a man calls them a bitch. But if a woman calls them a bitch, they just kind of get mad and get over it a little bit. Or she's just joking or whatever. It's like that one of those double standard things that women can do to each other, but men can't without them freaking out about it.
Freaking out.
Like, this bitch.
This bitch.
But they say it to each other all the time.
Yeah.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Bitch, that's my drink.
Yeah, that's true.
Just calling each other bitch as a...
Yeah.
Oh, you a badass bitch.
Yeah, or just, bitch, bring me some wine or whatever.
Hey, bitch. Bitch, bring me some wine.
Oh, man.
All right. So you're not sick of Riggins picking on you all the time then.
No, it's part of it.
It's part of the deal.
It's part of the deal.
I mean, because we'll fire his ass right now.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as long as we got that out. So continue.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but... Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Somebody caught a case. Y'all want to know the details of the case?
Sure.
Who caught a case?
Okay. They put the outcome of the situation at the beginning of the story before they told the details. So we'll just pick it up with the details. Okay. This is from the police and court records of this case. And it's all pending. Nothing has been proven yet. These are all allegations.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. The victim admitted that he had drank quite a bit and was intoxicated when his girlfriend took him into a bedroom so that he could rest. The man recalled his girlfriend lying with him until he fell asleep. The man told police that his next memory was his pants being pulled down and someone starting to perform oral sex on him. Excuse me. His eyes were closed. He kept his eyes closed. I thought it was his girlfriend performing the act on him, so he let it continue. Oh. Thereafter, the man said he heard the bedroom door open and saw what appeared to be a flash from a cell phone photo being taken by a male with a beard who was backing out of the room. When the victim awoke the following morning, his girlfriend said that she was not the one performing the oral sex and that the description of the bearded man matched one of her roommates named Aarons, is his last name.
What?
A search warrant application states that he arrived at the apartment around the time that the woman was putting the victim to sleep in another roommate's bedroom. Aarons denied the sexual contact with the victim and claimed that he blacked out due to drinking too much and doesn't remember anything from the night of the incident. But Aarons was certain that there was no reason his DNA would be on the victim or his clothing. However, lab tests on the victim's underwear returned a DNA profile that matched Aarons, triggering his arrest for sexual abuse.
Wow.
In addition to getting a search warrant to obtain DNA, police also received court permission to seize Aarons' cell phone and search it for any photos or videos of the victim. If convicted of sexual abuse, Aarons could face up to 10 years in prison.
As he should.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. That is really messed up. Ugh.
But how many guys, though, have used that as an excuse?
What?
I thought that was you, baby.
Yeah.
I was drunk.
I kept my eyes closed the whole time because I was enjoying it so much. Yeah. I swear I thought it was you. Your sister's crazy.
She's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's
that is really crazy. Messed up, though.
So he was the one that was doing it and took the photo?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's what the allegations are.
And he's claiming he was drunk and he doesn't remember.
Yeah, he doesn't remember the night, anything about the night. Because he was blacked out.
I don't remember.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know how my saliva got in his underwear.
Yeah. Ugh. Holy smokes.
That's something I never want people to find, is my saliva in another man's underwear.
Yeah,
if they find it in my own underwear.
It's suspicious, but it's not going to cause alarm.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I use my drawers as a napkin.
Yeah, so
who knows?
Can't really come up with a good reason, but it's better than finding it in somebody else's underwear.
Yeah, I've used boxers that are on the floor to like blow my nose or something. Yeah. Like, oh, the shower I took.
Oh, what?
Sure. Who cares? Instead of using up a tissue, blowing up.
Into your undies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with tissue. Every time. That is gross.
What?
That is gross. That is
I've done that too.
Of course, I'm a little freaked out by that.
Of course, it's gross, but
I've done it too. It's just it's so hard because I'm still wearing them. When I do it.
You really gotta be flexible.
Yeah, that was back when I was skinny.
Looking like a prince, trying to blow your nose.
They wouldn't work on those little shorty sporties he wears. He'd wear underwear, so he couldn't do it anyway.
Yeah. I've seen old men, old redneck men, blow their nose on their shirt tail, like just raise it up.
And then, that's kind of
really, they're out there working on cars or whatever. They figure I'm filthy anyway. What does it matter? Ugh. I know, isn't that terrible?
Terrible.
Yeah,
that's a real man though. I mean, he's like, I don't care. That's you're putting in a hard day's work.
I got
you
too
feel
much to do right now to stop what I'm doing.
Man. Or those guys that just do it on the ground.
Just blow it out of the ground.
That's disgusting. I hate that so much. I've seen that. Ugh.
That's gross.
And then how are you going to like wipe away the residue from your nose? Not all going to come out like that.
You got a shirt sleeve. It's way better.
Yeah, I don't see how people blow their nose without being in the mirror.
What?
What
do you mean in the mirror?
To make sure that you got everything out of there.
Oh.
You do a full inspection of the nostrils after you blow your nose? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you're just watching yourself blow your nose?
No, it's just like, I mean, how do you not, you know?
You can use your camera on your phone.
Yeah, now you can. That's what the part that stuck out to me about that whole story that would scare me the most. They say the police got the permission to seize his phone.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want anybody to seize my phone.
Oh, yeah, there are so many different types of search warrants, you know. Like, I've seen on TV shows and all where they would not allow evidence to be brought into the case. They would dismiss it because the search warrant was strictly for the house, and they found the evidence in a detached garage. I say that's not part of the house. If it's detached, it's not part of the house. You can't use it inadmissible.
Really?
Yeah. So they need a search warrant for the entire premises or whatever, but this specifically says the house. If you didn't find it in the house, it doesn't count. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so they have to have a search warrant for your phone, search warrant to get DNA off of you.
Literally, this morning, I stopped at a little store at the QT. And as I got out, I was going to leave my phone in the truck, like, because I have those little cup holder things. Mm. And I got out, I went to close it, I was like, no, in case somebody breaks in, I'm going to bring that phone in. I don't want that bigger hurt.
Because you worry what people would see in it?
Tremendously paranoid about what's in my phone. Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff in my phone. Obviously, photos. But, like, a lot of account numbers and all are screen capped, hidden in different parts of my phone for, like, my stepmom stuff and ways to I have to screen cap a lot of times to remind me in case I forget passwords and all that kind of stuff because I have so many different things. So all that stuff is screen capped and hidden in places in my phone, like things that are locked. That'd be paranoid that if somebody could get into all my stuff. They might get my known traveler number. I don't know what that would do. I have no idea. But mainly it's the photo.
Your known traveler number.
My TSA pre-check, that's called a known traveler number that you have to punch in when you get an airline ticket. So you get TSA pre-check on it.
Well, I just haven't moved past you saying you have pictures of your stepmom's stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean,
stepmom's stuff.
Yeah.
Her bank account numbers and all that kind of stuff. I have, like my ex-wife's bank account number is in my phone because I just deposit her alimony check every time.
Wouldn't that be a pain in the ass? They try to steal an identity and it's like your stepmom's that you're paying for.
Right. They steal it. They steal it and get into it. Like, there's like $4 in this.
Nothing here.
She lives in a nursing home.
I stole this guy's phone. Like, I break into it. I get the account
number.
You
literally have to time it out to catch it in that window of a couple of minutes from when her social security check is deposited and when the when the nursing home draws it out, there's like a window of about 4 minutes that you've got to be there to steal that money.
Yeah. He's thinking he's got like Mark Cuban's phone or something. He's like, perfect. And then it's like right. Your stepmom in Louisiana.
Doesn't have a lot of Louisiana where everybody's poor. Yeah.
I have access right. now. I have access now to two bank accounts. One is a stepmom who's in a nursing home, and the other is mine, where all the money's spent before it comes in. So,
and then your PSA pre-checkout number. Yeah. Like, great. Yeah.
I can go good to thing. Omaha.
I don't have to take my shoes off when I go through the airport anymore. But,
Big yeah, winnings might, over here.
Yeah. You should be okay. Like, oh, no one's dying to get into that iPhone. Hey.
But look, this guy knows his angles. I'll give him credit.
Yeah.
In his photos.
He's like, it's just a bunch of picture of a butthole. I don't know. So I got two account numbers for people that don't have any money and a gallery of buttholes. I should have stayed home. I should have robbed a bank. Just kidding. You don't do that.
The worst day ever.
Yeah. Not a gallery of buttholes.
Yeah, I don't know. Something weird. You don't have pictures of yourself in there, do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's sending them.
Because what?
Do you like to review them? You like to look
no,
back
just
like,
in case,
on this day, 4 years ago.
Just in case, because I think I look good at one. Yeah, this is my time hop.
Pervert time
hop. Yeah, from time to time, I just drop Amanda a little something in her Snapchat, like, pow.
I already
so
knew
that way I can do it at work or riding down the road Snapchat. Or whatever. Just like, here you go. Boom. There you go.
While you're driving?
No, not while I'm driving.
Oh, Kyle's going to say,
as far as you know, not while I'm driving.
Yikes.
It's probably the only consensual 50-year-old penis in Snapchat that's ever been sent. Wasn't like totally illegal. Yeah.
But you repeat pictures?
I will. Yeah, it's easier because a lot of times it's just
I'm not familiar.
Hey,
with
thinking about you, bow. You know, she's like, it's tight. You're weird. You know, whatever.
If you send the same picture to Amanda, you've sent to other people?
No.
Oh,
no.
I gotta say,
no.
Do you think she's ever sent you a picture that she sent to somebody else?
Not that I'm aware of. I have no reason to think that. It wouldn't bother me. It'd be cool. I mean, as long as she hasn't sent it to him like recently.
Yeah, right.
If it was Monday, I bet you would have a problem
that, with it. Then I would have a problem with that.
Wait a minute.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
Ladies, are you tired of being worried about rabbits jumping out of your man's down there hair because it's so thick?
What? I was like, where are we going with this?
If you are,
pay attention.
We need to tell you now about Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming. Order today the Perfect Package 3.0 kit. It comes with the Essential Lawnmower 3.0, waterproof, cordless body trimmer, and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine, or his grooming routine. So inside the Perfect Package, you're going to get the Manscaped Crop Preserver, which is an anti-chafing deodorant and moisturizer.
It's good stuff.
All of this is really good. And it's good that they let us have fun with it. Because what else are you going to, what kind of serious stuff are you going to do about this?
Yeah, they're cool.
It's a great product, and it works, and it's very successful. The Crop Reviver is in that. It's keeping everything smelling fresh as a daisy. Also, the travel bag and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped boxer briefs. All great. Comes in the package. Order it today. You get 20% off plus free shipping if you use the code ACETJ at manscaped.com. So manscaped.com, use the promo code ACETJ for 20% off and free shipping.
Awesome. Alexis loved that.
I did. I love that so much. I'm like,
really,
what?
Really tickled her funny bone.
What
there.
Are you talking about?
Yeah, rabbits, I mean, live in thickets.
No, I know, but it would be so, the visual was hilarious. Like, what is that rabbit doing down there?
Peter Rabbit.
Oh. Oh, hi.
Okay. I got to this guy's question real quick. How much does pre-check cost? TSA pre-check cost. It's $88 for 5 years, I believe.
Oh, flex.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I have $88.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh, sorry. I didn't consider $88 spread over 5 years to be flexing.
That's it.
But you do have to go down to a government office, and you have to fill out stuff online, then go to the government office and answer a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Things like that. And
worth every.
That's insane.
Oh, yeah. Worth every penny.
Not having to wait in line is a flex.
Oh, it is a flex. You know what's really a flex? When I make Amanda and Cade go through the regular line because their slow asses won't go to the appointment. They haven't gone and gotten it. And I've told them, all right, look, I've done this a couple of times. And now y'all just refuse. Well, Cade just turned. Well, no, he didn't just turn 18. He could have already gone. But I'm like, I'm not waiting on y'all anymore. I'm going to TSA pre-check. Sometimes I'll drop them off at the front door of the airport. Then I'll go park, come back over, walk right in, and be right through.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go stand in that line. You know, man, I had an appointment one day and canceled it. So there's no reason for me waiting. That's bullshit. There's no reason I should wait.
Wow. Yeah. And she doesn't get mad?
Nope.
You're not going with her?
I'm not really. Well, I guess maybe she's slightly annoyed by it, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, snooze, you lose. Like, yeah. That's what they say in the airline world.
Yeah. They're like, where are you going, big baller? And he's like, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Direct.
You wish.
Direct.
Bye. Uh-huh. See you on the flip side.
No, I'm not in first class, but I would be if they had one.
Yes, you
plane doesn't even have a first
class. I'm not in first class, but I'm at the front of the plane.
That TSA doesn't even ride first class.
Well, you don't. Well, okay. I don't think the two are really related, but it's okay.
Okay. I think this is a funny story because no one was hurt or damaged in any way, mentally or emotionally or physically. But there's a 59-year-old guy in Oxford Township, Michigan, who is a home inspector. And a few weeks ago, he was inspecting a house for some new buyers. Well, the owner of the house later checked her nanny cam and saw the inspector doing something very disturbing in one of the bedrooms. Well, I don't know how disturbing this would be. She may be a little bit touchy about it, but I don't know. Maybe y'all can decide what you think of it. All he was doing was getting it on with a stuffed Elmo doll.
Oh.
Is that so disturbing? I mean...
So he's in a kid's bedroom.
Yeah, picks up the stuffed animal and goes to work on it.
Oh man!
And when he got finished, he just put it back where he found it.
Oh,
no harm, no foul. I'm going to put that right there. So the reason this is just now hitting the news is because he just got the charges. They finally charged him with aggravated indecent exposure and malicious destruction of property. And the judge also banned him from being alone inside any homes.
Yeah, that's real.
So he can still do his job, but somebody has to babysit him while he's doing it. And there, in the story from the Detroit Free Press, there was a screenshot of him walking across the room with the doll in his hand, about to romance it.
An Elmo. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Oh, he was going to tickle him. From the inside. Yeah, he tickled the hell out of him.
That is really weird. You have no more control than that?
I guess not. Oh, see, no. And that's the thing that's interesting scary to me. What snapped in his mind where he just couldn't control himself? Does he, I want to know if he has, if he's a, what do you call it, a plushie?
Yeah.
Where they're attracted to stuffed animals? Or is that a furry? What's a furry?
A furry is somebody that dresses up.
Okay. But a plushie is somebody who's sexually attracted to stuffed animals, right?
I don't know.
I get them confused. Hang on, I'll look at them. Yeah. I get them confused.
Or if it's just Elmo.
He just loves Elmo.
Yeah, he's like, Elmo's the hottest chick around.
Elmo's world.
And, okay, I want to know what he did with it. Like how it happened. You know what I mean?
Based on this security cam footage from the room, looks like
he put it
on the floor.
Oh.
And then, you know.
Abused it.
Yeah.
Now, how much do you think he's going to have to lower his price of home inspecting to keep from his business going under?
Yeah.
You know, I did that to the Elmo doll. They charged me with that, but I'm running a special now.
Yeah.
Half price. Whatever any home inspector's going to charge you, I'll do it for half.
That's right. Yeah. You still letting them do it? Half price?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if, you know, if I'm with him, he has to have somebody, he can't be alone in anybody's house. So.
You can follow him around?
Yeah.
He would be considered a plushie.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Because he's, what is the plushie?
Attracted to a plush stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, I didn't know that was even a thing.
Me neither. I didn't know that was a
plushie fetish is someone who likes to have sex with a plush stuffed animal.
That sounds like nice, though. Like, oh, he's a plushie. Like, that doesn't sound like what it is.
Yeah.
The furries are animal-focused.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're not interested in plush toys. Rather, they want
people dressed
to be
up like
romantic with erotic animal-human hybrids.
Human hybrids?
Yeah. Ooh. I'm going to delete that out of my computer.
Yeah, put it in your phone with all the rest of the depraved, horrible things.
I don't think they're depraved.
Well, the way Riggins described it.
Well, again, Riggins has never seen any of it, so he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't describe that as depraved?
No.
But
what having just sexy snapshots of somebody?
Sexy snapshots.
Look, if you're not.
Oh, this guy. This is depraved. Yes. I thought you were talking about what's in my phone.
But look, if you're not using somebody else, like if it's not somebody else's property, right?
Yeah.
Then there's no victim in the plushy lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, if you're out going buying the stuffed animals yourself and then taking them home and, you know, going to town on them.
Yeah.
Well, who am I to say, you know, what you can and can't do? You're in your own house and that's your own thing. But it's
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is weird, but it's... you know, it's when you're in somebody else's house and you're using their Elmo. That's where the crime comes in.
Really messed up.
Yeah.
Would you be friends with an adult who buys stuffed animals on their own and has sex with them?
How
do you know you're not?
How do you know you're not? Right, you don't. You but if you knew it.
If I knew it, then probably not, because I'm assuming they're going to be weird. And I don't like weird people. If they're doing it and they're telling everybody, if I know it, and they're not just keeping it in their privacy of their own bedroom and to themselves, then, yeah, that tells me that they're a weirdo and I'm not hanging out.
I'd be worried that I leave the room and suddenly they're, like, on the couch cushions or something.
Ew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my point exactly.
I think it has to have a head, though.
Okay.
It has to be a creature, a stuffed creature, I think. All right. You know, like Elmo being naughty.
Oh.
What? I'm speaking from a professional standpoint.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm following the science.
This is Share Funny. Oh, yeah. On the Ace and TJ button.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ. From the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.